Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
We thank God for grace. Somebody say hallelujah. Now lift your hands above your head. We say, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. We say, pure and holy. Ooh. Tried and true, we say we thanksgiving. I'll be a sanctuary
for you.
We sing, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Now, as you are waving your hands, as a confession. Pure and holy, tried and true. We say, with thanksgiving. We say, I'll be a sanctuary. For you. We say, with thanksgiving. I'll be a sanctuary for you. We say, with thanksgiving.
I'll be a sanctuary.
All right.
For you.
Can we learn something tonight? So it's still success, isn't it? I told you that in this house, anytime the Lord gives us an opportunity of coming before Him, especially He gives us a prophetic word that guides the man in that season. I told you that these are not just figments of a man's idea. Rather, these are things that God shows us mercy by communicating to us. Am I communicating, friends? You see, many believers don't know that limitation is found when they can't find God's word. Your life is as limited as how ignorant you are in the place of God's understanding. Does it make sense, friends? That is why anytime you're given that opportunity is to help you grow in grace. You see, if God wants a man to grow, He gives you knowledge. Did you hear that? If God wants a man to grow, He gives you what? Knowledge. Because knowledge is the life of a spirit. Spirits don't manifest until they find knowledge. Knowledge is one thing that God will always depend on to bless people. Now, today, by God's grace, when I'm done with success, I will open your understanding to this eternal here. Praise God. You see, Jesus Christ will sit with the people and tell them that, how come you don't understand the things I tell you, even though these are fleshy things? He says, what if I tell you things of above? God is good. So you see, a lot of Christians will choose to pray than to go for knowledge, whereas both of them carry this capacity. You need to hear me? You must pray as much as you are longing for wisdom, because you need both of them to walk in destiny. Did you hear that? Clap your hands, church. So, whenever we come like this, it is to help us grow in grace and to grow in glory. Apostle Paul told them, I pray that you shall grow in the knowledge of the kingdom of God. You see, many people don't know that everything a man prays to God for response or capacity. You see, many people are walking life. Nothing is worrying them. But you see, in the rest of the spirit, they are incapacitated. All because they don't have what it takes to command results. True or false? Do you know that people only see the outer glory and nobody sees the inner story? True or false? It is easier for people to judge or justify what they don't know. True or false? That is why no matter how people complain about the rich will still become rich. Your talk will not break them down. What to think of them will not affect them. Do you know why? Because in this kingdom, God will never honor passion more than knowledge. In this kingdom, it was created that if God must honor a man's petition, He looks at the strength and how pure the knowledge you have is. So being passionate about God helping you and not understanding the knowledge required to walk in that life will make you incapacitated. A lot of believers have been serving God for years, but they've forgotten that when they gave their life to Christ, God did not take their mind. Did you hear that? Salvation has got to do with the redemption of your soul, not your mindset. Talk to me, church. Why are you blessed? Many Christians don't know that when they go before the Lord seeking answers, praying that God will give them what they want. You see, God wants you to be happy. God wants you to testify. But he has also created a principle to guide himself. That if you don't do any of these things, he can't bless you. It's as simple as that. You see, believers find it hard to believe that God is lawful. He has a law he deals with, he lives by. And he will not break that law to honor love. Never. Does it make sense? Just imagine somebody not doing anything at all. Okay, for instance, our brother here is a footballer. And then I'm passionate about football because I may have the ideology of how it works. And I don't train at all. How do you want me to compete with him on the pitch? It's impossible. You see, it's dangerous when we try to spiritualize things we can do in a physical state. I'm telling you. Does it make sense here? It is like somebody wanting to go to the world and you have no knowledge about how to speak English. How will people listen to you? You live in the world of men. So these are the backings God wants a man to have when it concerns kingdom understanding. Am I talking, church? I told you that you are truly not matured if at this point of a Christian journey, you can't tell by divine spirit what God wants me to do. Because we weigh the maturity of your spirit by things you can perceive. If all you know about the God that gives and you can't perceive time and you're not wise. The Bible says the sons of Issachar, they were wise. Do you know why? Because they could understand times and seasons. I told you. You see, God wants to mature men to the realm whereby when you pray, you discern what God is saying. You didn't hear me? This morning, we had a powerful session. My God, it was serious. As I began to declare on the platform, the Lord spoke to me that somebody is listening to a gospel song. But the spirit behind the gospel song is evil. Can you imagine? It is a gospel song. But God told me, as the guy is listening to the gospel song, it is sucking angels away. Because the spirit behind the song is not godly. I feared life the more. When demons could even, can you imagine, use gospel song to infiltrate a man's destiny. And God told me that the guy wrote on a piece of paper that by 9 a.m. he wants to have a testimony. And I said, as I'm praying, you are listening to that song. So the angel sent from above can't find you. So God says, do away with the song and have your testimony. Now, for 5 solid years, he's been fighting his way to USA. And he says, anytime he wants to go for the visa, he'll play this song because it was inspiring. When he didn't play the song today, they went and gave it to him. Am I communicating, church? So God cannot weigh your maturity if he does not believe in the things you can perceive. How am I teaching here? That is why it is important to keep your spirit right. Because through perception, we weigh maturity. You will learn today. Are you blessed? Huh? The difference between you and the believers out there is not the tongues you speak, but the ability to discern God's voice, God's will, God's purpose, God's mandate per time. Do you know that believers today, when they speak, they speak as though they are very carnal. Yet they have the semblance of spirituality. Am I talking here? We'll learn today. So for the past 2 weeks, I've given you about 7 laws. Am I right? Okay. Let's do a whole recap of the laws. I'm just hoping that at least you will understand that some of these things are placed on podcast, isn't it? All right, so I told you that the first law that is responsible for success is called the law of intimacy. Am I right? I told you the second law responsible for success is called the law of mental transformation. I told you the third law responsible for success is called the law of difference. Am I right? Oh, we have good students in the house. Okay. All right, so the fifth law is called the law of patience or peace. Am I right? And the sixth is called the law of authority, which is called the law of honor. The seventh is called the law of association. All right. So this is our eighth law, isn't it? Perfect. And then I'll end and then give you something deeper to write. I sense God in the house. I blessed. All right. So the eighth is called the law of vision. The law of what? Vision. The law of vision. Everything that concerns the future or the glory of a man's tomorrow is connected to a man's visibility. You realize God could not do much in the life of Abraham, for Abraham, or even through Abraham, as long as he didn't understand the power of vision. We live in a generation where people don't have the ability to see things the way they could be, not as they are. Whenever you hear people talk about their tomorrow, they act as if they hope that it will work for them. You see, when you speak with people and all they do to say, I hope, and they still cannot be assured of what they can be in the life to come, know that they have no relevance in destiny. You didn't hear me? Because people guide their lives by the things they see. Watch me. No matter how skilled a driver is, if he drives down the road and the man has no power of sight, he would crush the next person, true or false. So your life is hinged on what you can see. Watch me. You realize that it was always hard for God to entrust the covenant in the hand of Abraham, not because he was not righteous. As holy as he was, God had a burden in his heart, and that was Abraham not being able to see as he sees. You see, if you can't see what God sees, you limit the power in the vision. There was a life he wants to entrust you with, and it is connected to how you can see. He says, Abraham, according to the orders in the kingdom, I have made you the father of all nations. But if there is no intrinsic nature built on your inside that gives you the power to see tomorrow, it will be so hard to reflect prophecy. So you see, one thing prophecy does is to help you to see what's unknown. Am I communicating, church? How far can you see? Look at the life of Joseph. That tomorrow that God was preparing him for was in the past of eternity. You didn't hear me? There is nothing like tomorrow in God. There's only tomorrow in life. Because tomorrow, today, and yesterday, they are one in expression. God can't have a yesterday because God is not a boy. He's not a human being. He lives in a realm where time does not exist. He's time himself. Oh, am I teaching here? So that tomorrow you are being prepared for is in the past of Elohim. You didn't hear me? God does not change laws to favor you because you repented. There is an organogram that has been placed. Talk to me, somebody. So God says, I have prepared you in eternity past into eternity future. And the only way to reflect that life here on earth is to have the power of vision. What do you see? It's funny how people have strange desires in life. At this point of your life, if your vision is to come to America, please repent. Talk to me, somebody. Do you know some people, their greatest fulfillment or ambition is that God give them doors into Europe? Talk to me, please. Please, are you aware, in business-wise, they claim that Africa is now a green land or a virgin land, meaning every company is relocating back to Africa. True or false? Real estate. In fact, people are doing businesses in Africa now. Now, a white man said his biggest money he made was from Ghana, not America. Meanwhile, he had done real estate for over 14 years in America. He went to Ghana within the space of 2 years, had about $4 million. And says, how do these people earn a living in this country when we claim that the place is very poor? Am I communicating, church? So if your desire was to come to a white man's land and not understand the voice of God that concerns your journey, you will be lost in time. Watch me. Anybody that has no vision has no future. They live anyhow. Does it make sense here? Yes. You see, God depends on what you see to give what you deserve. Never assume that you will ever scale into height when there's no vision. I'm telling you. No matter how gifted and anointed you are, if God does not give you the power to see men sitting at your feet and speaking to them in every area of life, your anointing will only remain with people who have no power to scale you higher. Vision. Nobody ascended height until God told them what to see. What do you see? Huh? The eyes that look are many, and the eyes that see are few. The ability to see things the way they could be, not just as they are. I told the church yesterday that when we talk about vision, we're talking about the mental image of what the future could look like. As little as David was taking care of his father's flock in the field, the Lord gave him the power to see himself as a king of Israel. You say, watch me. The Bible is highly prophetic. In what sense? Jesus calls himself the shepherd and calls his people the sheep. True or false? Now, I want you to know that whatever future a man beholds in the spirit is like reflecting the life of Christ in reality. So, you realize that David was a shepherd taking care of the sheep. You see, whatever David did was speaking about the end time. Talk to me, somebody. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, he didn't have any physical idea of who the Messiah was or is to come. He didn't even know what name God would call himself with. Yet, through intimacy, he could tell who Christ was. Talk to me, somebody. Now, his ability to take care of the flocks as his own gave God the trust of giving power to rule the land. That's why people say, if you cannot be faithful in the little, forget. You can never control. If I give you 1,000 euros and you can't honor it well, it will shock you how in time you squander it. So vision is everything. What do you see? People have turned deserts into continents because of vision. People have actually made wealth, commanded wealth, power wealth, all because of vision. What do you see? Watch me. The visions about yourself should challenge you. I told you that anything that does not cause you to rise up to work hard is not a vision. It is a nightmare. It will only scare you to eat what you want to have today and forget about tomorrow. Dreams are not only what a man sees at night. They are also the things that will keep you working the night. You didn't hear me? What am I communicating, friends? What do you see? God has never considered anyone's age. Never. You see, I don't know why some people have this perception that once they are comfortable in life, they've made it. Comfort is not a proof of God's confirmation. Does it make sense here? The fact that you are comfortable doesn't mean God has confirmed that life of yours. When I taught you about destiny, I made you understand that you can abide, you see, you can live by the laws that govern nature and not subscribe to the life eternal. And just because you are consistent in obeying the laws of nature, you may be termed successful, but at the end of your life, you'll be called a waste. You didn't hear me? Many believers are living successful lives in the name of God said, whereas according to God's calendar, he has no idea about it. These are unknown things to him. Am I teaching, friends? So just because you are comfortable doesn't mean you're making it. God says, what did you see? Oh, yeah. It's funny how those who didn't go to school are ruling the world. And high school professionals are working for them. It's got to do the power of this. What do you see? Am I communicating, church? What do you see? Watch me. I want you to know that you can go anywhere from your room. The only challenge is your mind. I listened to an interview that Rehan Bonke granted. And they told him that you were hated by the Germans. Yet, you were able to command crowd. In fact, his biggest crowd came from Africa. His last crusade, he actually gathered over 2 million people. And he told them to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And it was beautiful to behold. My God. So they asked him that, how were you able to command such crowd when you don't live in that place? And he says that years ago, as little as 16, the Lord will show him the globe in his room. And God told him he should constantly look until it becomes a reality. Am I teaching here? Oh, am I teaching here? Any height you are in today in life, your vision brought you there. Did you hear that? Please, write it for me. If you do not sacrifice what you have for what you want to become the sacrifice. Listen to me. If you do not sacrifice what you have for what you really want will now become the sacrifice. It's funny how people in Europe, America, everywhere have this feeling that comfort means they've arrived. Success is not a destination. It's painful. What do you see? 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 God depends on sight to give you height. Am I communicating? Do you know that because many people lack vision, they truly don't know how to live the life God has in mind for them? True or false? Are you aware that if you have a knowledge of where you are going to, if you get to a place where that place isn't your destination, you know? Am I right? So I made you understand some time ago that any man who does not know where he's going to will call any place he finds rest, comfort. How is it that all you want to be in life is to be in a house? That's a cheap life. That's a very cheap life. A very cheap life. I told you what happened over the weekend, Abby. A man who was in our church, he was an usher in our church. Look at me, please. Huh? I have come to realize that people don't spoil pastors like those around him. You didn't hear me? Those who claim to have proximity, they are worse than demons themselves. You didn't hear me? These are correct witches and obanges. I'm telling you. I don't know how the enemy can eat. Well, it's been there from the beginning, Abby. From the devil to Jesus, it's been there. There's always somebody around who appears loyal and they are very fake. The man had lived in Germany for over 34 years. I was having service. And then God told me that I'm not the man's house. And I said, young man, the Lord says that from today onwards, you have first contract. Now, you live in Europe. You know what it means to be working hand to mouth, Abby? And then God finally honored the man by giving first contract. He said that if God has blessed him, then he should do multiple works and multiple jobs because he will go on pension so the government can give him money. This country, the white man, he will use you. Who am I communicating? What happened to the man? Later, the guy was filled with the spirit of pride. Sometimes when God delays in answering, then God only knows why. Not everything is process or pain. Sometimes he wants to punish your character. You are too evil that he can't honor you. What happened to the man? Funny enough, the guy left the church. He didn't attend for 2 years. So I was telling my elders, call the man until I want him. So my last prophetic, I'm like, I see the man going somewhere. And that if he goes, he will come back in a casket. So I told the members, I don't know if they send information out. So I told an auntie of mine that please call this man and say, I want to see him. He should come to church. What happened to him? He didn't come. He told this lady that if the church can pay him, he'll come. Since church can't pay him, come to church. And then hang the food on the person. I was there when I was told that there's blood in a man's head. You know blood now, internal bleeding. So I wanted to pray for them and God told me that I should stop. I said, why? The Lord told me that he insulted the Holy Ghost to his face. And I remember the scripture that says, if you speak against the Father, you'll be forgiven. If you speak against the Son, if you speak against the Holy Ghost, you will never be forgiven. I said, nah, too far. And God told me that you'll be in this same seat and here the man has died. Now, this man lived in this country for over 34 years and has nothing to his name. Nothing. Nothing. The only thing he had was to sign for women who have no children. Sorry, who have children and had no husbands. So he signs for anything for you like that. No, nothing in life. It's strange. Strange. I mean, how to picture what God can do with you. Am I teaching you? You see, you will know how far people want to go based on the things they see. Watch me. Every vision that comes from the Lord has three things. Number one, it has foresight. The ability to see tomorrow as today. Your vision cannot be one to make money. No. I know how important it is. But money that has no value would actually bring about destruction. Because money is tied to purpose. Every vision God sends has a foresight. The ability to see tomorrow as today. Am I communicating, church? Yes. Number two, every vision that God gives has an insight. The detailed information on how to go about what God sends you away. Master, what must I do to be saved inside? Talk to me, somebody. So, the ability to see and the ability to know. Number three, every vision God sends your way has what we call hindsight. So, there is foresight, insight, and handsight. Now, handsight has got to do with a man who doesn't want to forget his yesterday. Am I communicating? Now, are you aware that whenever you are driving your car, right, you've got the screen up there and the two side mirrors, isn't it? Do you know you can't actually turn or make any turn until you check every mirror? You ought to check if the cars behind you won't crush you when you maneuver. Am I right? Now, remember, you are not going backwards. You are going forward. Yet, in order to check how safe you are, you have to check how things have been done behind you. Talk to me, church. The enemy keeps people at the same spot because they are comfortable in their yesterday. Do you know why God will not let you forget history? Because mistakes don't die. They only hide. How much is here? These are successful tests for leaders. And I'm giving the field of child like that. Serious ones. Praise God. So, what am I seeing? What is God showing me here? Something happened of recent to Pastor Christopher Akilome. They said there's an issue with their building. And then believers who are so God. Hey, don't get me wrong. I know I'm being recorded, but let me say this here. Maybe it will be in years to come that people value this message. Not everybody who calls upon the name of the Lord really means something to God. I'm telling you. There are people, they just love the Lord for loving sake. But as to the deeper understanding of how to serve God, not. You see, because the spirit of men are very evil. Watch me. I used to preach that character is how unbended a man is. And I say, you are straight in your dealings. But I'm telling you, we have men that have an unbended character, but they are evil. Integrity does not start with actions. It starts with the spirit. You didn't hear me. Cain was holy until God says the sacrifice of your brother is more bigger than yours. Spirit. I've been privileged by God's grace to sit with fathers of the faith, and I hear things, deeper things. God knows what he's doing. I told you before that what we know about life is like a drop of water. What we don't know is like an ocean. And then I was thinking the man will come and say, we are sorry. The man just came and said, God wants us to build a bigger building and a better one. Now, we heard that as he was speaking, the money that came to help build the church was about $4 million in less than 10 minutes. Vision brings resource. Remember, anytime God wanted to give the Israelites a promising future, he tells them, in all humility, make sure that you don't remember the good things of old. Because the things of the past can serve as a barrier to a next level of life. Vision, what do you see? As it stands by now, you should have a 20-year plan. Am I talking here? You should have a 40-year plan. Are you shocked? You should have a 10-year plan. You think it's all about the kingdom? Wow. Watch me. Everything about the kingdom must have society impact. Talk to me. Do you know that this Saturday, today's Wednesday, Saturday, we are giving free medications to people in Kumasi, to over 1,000 people. We are not just preaching the gospel to them, but I figured that the rate at which people are dying is so much. And Africans are so spiritual that we cannot be considered with our own health. Everything demon are doing. Once there's headache, alatus. I had a dream. My mother, no, your mom didn't kill you. You are eating too much. Bad food. Am I communicating? I told you how we went to Cameroon last year. Remember? God told me to do a borehole in a place. I went there and then, I mean, you know our tradition now. The elders were talking their own dialect. Blah, 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 blah. Dominion movement, we came to do as God's, and they were happy. So they were greeting my people, you know, the big men there, the old guys there. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Ah, so who is the leader and the president? He says, Nahim. Now I could see the disappointment on the face of the man. Sir, this boy. Sir, sorry, sir. God is good. So later, they had to do a little grand debut for us. I went there. I spoke for 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, I saw the king standing up. I said, how you stand up? Praise God. He says, my God. He says, we have young men like this. I said, yes. Not everybody will pursue women. Some will pursue destinies. You need to clap your hands, Judge. Yeah. So, a foresight to see what tomorrow holds. Am I communicating? You see, if your yesterday looks better than your today, you are failed. You should never at any point in your life ever make it look like yesterday. You see, people try to comfort themselves with how yesterday made them happy. Ah. Remember, not the formal things. Praise God. Am I communicating? Hope you are aware education began from Christ. Talk to me, please. Yes. I was reading a book and I realized that the uni they call Harvard, a pastor began at school. It was called John Harvard, a pastor began at school. He wasn't teaching Bible today, he was teaching science. And it's the best today, true of us. This thing they call Cambridge University, Catholic priest said, let us start it. Most of the powerful institutions, the church was the foundation. They brought it out, two of us, just to have a strong impact. You see, God has a kingdom because he's a king. And he wants to have his life lived in the lives of men. So he wants us to understand the pattern that governs the world so people can become powerful indeed. Do you know what will happen to others when they see that God has blessed them in society? I'm telling you. I told you how God told me not to put my picture on the borehole. He says, write this quotation down there. That he that drinks of me will never, never go thirsty from the living water. So foresight to see, insight to know, hindsight or hindsight to understand that my yesterday can't fight my bedtime. Am I communicating? You see, I want you to know that history can repeat itself. All two of us. That is why you just don't wake up and name your child after somebody. You must be inspired by God to do so. Does it make sense? It is on earth you think yesterday is Tuesday. Where God resides, there's nothing like Monday or Tuesday. The enemy can wait patiently for 40 years to fight you. Are you aware the devil could not fight Moses when he was a little child? Because the mother was covering him. Talk to me. The enemy felt he has possessed him because he left the mother's place and then became like a king in the house of Pharaoh. Until God says he revealed himself to Moses. Acts 7:22. How the Lord made Moses know that indeed you are not an Egyptian as people think you are. You are actually a Jew. He left the comfort of the palace, came to the grounds and saw that a Jew and an Egyptian were fighting. He killed the Egyptian and buried him. Can you imagine that? Uh-huh. So, many believers don't know this, friends. That if you are not seeing what God wants you to see, you limit what he has in mind for you. You can be very powerful in the spirit and still lack impact in the flesh. That is why most of the visions you see about yourself are bigger than yourself. He wants to change how you think so you can see from that perspective. You cannot see a stadium and pastor a few people. No. He's giving you the ability so that tomorrow can become possible. Watch me. That version you want can't find you now because your present state does not give that future, the ability to work in that life. Foresight, insight, and hindsight. Why are you blessed? Why are you sure? Lord, this is called Success 101. Abby. Somebody say, Lord, help me. Are you blessed? Okay. Just two more things and then I give you the 10th point, right? Okay, so when God gives me a vision, what do I do that will make the vision come to pass? Let me just give you three and I'm done. When I realize that, okay, wait, hear this. Many of you ask the man of God, so how then do I get a vision in life? Three things, and I help you, three things. How do I get a vision? How do I get to perceive that the future will be great? Three things. God gives visions by divine inspiration. He will release in your spirit, man, what he has meant for you. Joseph had no idea of what Egypt looked like until God showed him stars. God, you see, God, he's too sharp. He's too deep. He's too prophetic. When there was no Islam, he could show Joseph the power of the stars, the moon, and the suns. The way people are fighting Arab, very careful. Something has been conscripted in the land. Oh, because men of virtue live there. Land can remember covenant, a land. Lord, help us. Oh! God will tell you, David, I know you are on the field, but your destiny is in the palace. King Saul became the first king of Israel. He found his destiny to a prophet by telling him, you are here looking for your father's donkey. But in mind, God wants you to be a king of his own people. Yes. So you receive visions by divine inspiration. He will tell you things. He will show you things. You see, look at me. Anything God does not show, his spirit cannot back. Anything God does not create, a man can't enter. You can't bring it out. You can only invent what God shows. Are you blessed? Are you aware? Look at me, church. That what we know about God is the man that creates. Remember? Because we are given the ability to see God's creative dimension. But if you study how God operates, before he became the creator, there were many things he was. Oh my, I've heard my answers. Open your hands. The Lord says July, someone will testify here. Amen. Ah. Because as I began to preach, I saw a rainbow color. And God says, testimonies in July, I'm telling you. Somebody said glory. Clap your hands together for Jesus, church. So he gives visions by showing you or how to perceive things. It's called divine inspiration. The ability to perceive. To perceive that this is the doing of the Lord. That is why, as a believer, you shouldn't take your dreams for granted. Does it make sense? Yes. Because when you're unable to tell what the Lord shows you at night, it's because your spirit has been captured. Does it make sense here? Look at me. God does not hide the covenant he shares with men. That is why you may be a nobody in your present state, yet you are a burden to spiritual people. All because they can tell what the future looks like. Does it make sense? Because he gives men authority by the garment he gives them. Praise God. Do you know that the enemy knows that your authority is connected to your garment? Things have not changed. Everything God told Moses back then is still working today. He's only rebranded them. In what sense? He told them that anybody who works in the temple, I need to identify their office by giving them a garment to wear. So Aaron, being the high priest, had the biggest garment. And there were specifics to that. Am I communicating with you? Divine inspiration. I want to give you a land that is flowing with honey and milk. Number two, we receive visions when God gives us burdens. You know burdens? Contemplations. Go back and listen to the podcast message on success. I'm telling you. Nah, I've received countless testimonies from the world telling me how that's helped them with time. Yeah. Number two, burdens. Contemplations. Our time is almost up. Contemplations. What makes me so concerned that my bed can't give me rest? Burdens. Your burden cannot be food. That's a cheap life. Pastor Chris says, anyone who is still praying, God, give me. When they can't read what God has said, he says, forget them. It makes sense now. He says, because when you read, you find what to do for you to have it. He says, there are things you don't pray for, they come on its own. Do you know ambassadors don't think of what to eat? Before they go to any country, the government takes over. Talk to me, church. Do you know envoys? They don't think of what to wear, where to stay, how to... The government take, because they are doing what the government says. So why should you cry over food when you claim God is your father? Nah, once you are an envoy, there is something you must do to captivate power. Oh, burden. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. Wave your hands, stretch for me. We say, that is why your name is forevermore. Say, is for.
It's forevermore.
We say, you've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. Hallelujah. That is why your name is forevermore. Is for.
Forevermore.
There is something that makes me come into your presence. We say,
my helper.
We say, there is something that makes us come into your presence. Lift your voice and say,
my helper.
When your hands are calling, we say, my helper. Oh,
my helper.
Hey, my helper. Oh,
my.
There is something, say, there is
something
that makes me
come into your presence.
My helper. Better.
My helper.
Burdens, contemplations. Can I say this here? Watch me. Are you aware that the version of yourself you are in your present state might not be the version God created for you? Does it make sense? The version of yourself in this current state of your life now might not be God's version for you. I hear people say, God is aware of all my needs. Of course it is. But time is a reflection of God's trust. Let me break it down for you. Time. It's not the sequential arrangement of events. Time is the ever-flowing speakings of God. The world did not have in the beginning God created until God spoke. If God had not spoken, then let the world appear. The world would not have in the beginning. When the world had no word, there was no time. When the word came into the world, time now found expression in the earth. So if God brings a man into time, it means he has brought you into a place where you can easily manifest God's prophetic word. And he giving the ability to walk in that word makes you a trustee of his life. Burdens. You see, some of you, technically, God has given you the mind of an engineer. Talk to me, church. You see, as rich as Africa is, we are still asking for things we grew in our land from. Gideon sat under the oak tree and was burdened, asking himself, what is it that we claim our forefathers told us about the God? But in our own chapter, it is different. Do you know why? He says, we had miracles. So why is it that in our own time, that burden is hard? The angel says, I pray that this mind you have inculcated will not die here. Go in this mind of yours. Because as you keep having burdens, you keep attracting divine attention. Number three. Why are you blessing me? You receive visions by association. Your friend is not the one that helps you in place of danger. That is what philosophers are telling you. Motivational speakers have no future. Listen to me. They tell you they have no root cause. Just because you came through to help somebody in pain doesn't mean they will help her. Does it make sense? The friend is the one that God has created to be part of your life. Does it make sense? Not all friends will help. They make. man of God, as for this person, the way the person has helped me, I'm not saying be ungrateful. Get the difference. You see, you can love a person from afar and still not be connected. Does it make sense? Do you know that the people you speak to on a daily basis change how you think? That's imagine talking to a shallow-minded person. That's how you judge by your life like that. In this country, look at me. Many people came from Africa with a correct vision in life. They came, met some mothers who didn't go to school in this country. Have no character, no fear for God. And spoke to change their lifestyle. Today, they've gone back to square one like them. How do you want to be visionary when the people can't see tomorrow from today? Watch me. You ought to be sincere with yourself and love your destiny more than people. Does it make sense? Vele Katuna man says, what God thinks of men, time is too small to bring it to pass. So he reveals the honor in bits. You didn't hear me. What God has in mind for men is bigger than time. The only place to express that honor is to live in glory. It's a realm that has no time. Just imagine you cheaply sell what you carry for someone that has no value for your life. What? Some of you, you must go through your contact list and delete some numbers. It will help you. I said this last week Friday, and some people are not happy. It's the truth. I told you that I didn't know it is only in this country that people see funeral as celebration. Where I came from, people cry. They cry even harder than the person who died. Where I come from. But here, I was told that somebody can die and say, don't cry, laugh when I'm only 18 years old. I went for a funeral. Somebody was dragging seat in me, dragging seat. I'm a dragging seat. And you see, it was the painful thing was that the person had Jupiter in front of me too. I was boiling. I remember my mother was there. You see, when mothers are around, you can't joke anyhow. I said, let's go. Oh, bro, I said, let's leave here. My spirit can't contain. What? We had people come to me. Man of God, God bless you, sir. God bless you, God bless you. Talk as we are friends. And you see, even if I don't talk, my face will talk for me. So mama was smiling, so we used to go to mama. Do you know Ahithophel? That was the advisor of King David. The person that David will hear and listen to when his son, Absalom, wanted to overthrow him. Who did he go to? He went to Absalom. I told you years ago, I said, it is dangerous when the one advises your enemy. Some enemies, it will take your success to expose them. Some enemies are exposed through success. Some are exposed through pain. Some are exposed through disgrace. At every level of your life, they tell you the things they can do. I told some members, it's the truth. You see, if God makes you a pastor and gives you members, your attention should be reflecting Christ to them, not teaching them how to pay allegiance to you, because you can't trust what they do. Some time ago, I questioned some members of mine about some things I saw them do on social media. It became an issue. I stopped. Are you blessed? The 10th law that is responsible for success. And I pray for you. Are you blessed? Somebody say, amen. Oh, the ninth. Oh, really? Hey, I thought it was the tenth. And I'm talking places like that. God, forgive us. Please, have I given the law of excellence? All right. So the ninth has got the law of excellence. I think last month I took time out, right, to teach you on excellence. The law of excellence. Creating the life you want to have, even if you don't look like it. Excellence. Am I communicating? Yes. Can I give you a perfect example here? Have you seen anybody wearing a tattered attire to a wedding before? Body. Even if you don't like to dress, your conscience will fight you if you go with a tattered attire. Even if you're not, something, just the ambience of that program would help you bring out things on your inside. Or because you want to match with the people there. Excellence means doing what will make your future accept you. So I don't have to be small to do small things. You can be small and attempt great things, and the great will appear small to you. I sat with a journalist in Cameroon. He told me he doesn't believe in God. So we spoke for like 30 minutes. And then he said, man of God, I love the fact that you are exposed to a lot of things which are not just Bible. I said, yes. I told him, I said, you need to know more than what you know now. Do you know why? Because life is ever gravitating. Excellence. How do you speak with people? Excellence. The idea, the life I have is mine. Well, you are not in the zoo. You live among human beings. Am I teaching here? When I'm angry, I talk anyhow. Can't you see how some people they walk anyhow, bang doors anyhow, nothing. No honor for who they are. My father, you see, when daddy met my mother, I'll tell you secret today. When daddy met my mother, daddy told my mom that, you see, one person you should never make into life is someone that has no fear for who they are. There's no concern for their actions. They don't think about what they do. They act anyhow, and they come and pretend as if they didn't know what they did. They can disgrace you publicly. Excellent. Am I communicating, friends? It must be built on the inside. Are you blessed? All right. Do you know that the first time I boarded a Delta airline, I was shocked with the kind of service they rendered. From the counter to the flight, till they gave us food, till we left the flight, they were smiling the whole time. Have you wondered why? I hardly see air hostess who don't smile. Even if your face is, you know, bony face. Even if you don't smile, they will force you to smile. Two of us. Am I right? They will be smiling. How are you, sir? It's, you know, you will not understand why they do that. But they are protecting their brand, not you. Because they know that one customer they affect can either touch 1,000 lives. Because in you, there's a sentry. Am I communicating here? I'm telling you. Smiling the whole time. I told the lady I don't want to eat. She forced me to eat. Ah, that day, what happened to me in my face? Come and see. Pimples because of one cheese I ate. Smiling. Mr. Fojo. I myself. Praise God. That's what I need that. As I pray that God should give you rich friends, become rich yourself. Just imagine your rich friend says, Pros, I mean, just borrow me $1 million. Praise God. Are you blessed? Somebody said, glory. The law of excellence. Doing things in an excellent way. I was having a conversation with a patriot in the faith, and I asked him, how do you prepare for sermons? And he says, something he takes him about 2 weeks to prepare a 40-minute message. And I said, why would you use 2 weeks for 40 minutes? He said, because 40 minutes is worth an eternal life. So 40 minutes will tell if somebody will live in God or leave God. Excellence. 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 Just don't dress anyhow. Excellence. Don't talk anyhow. Excellence. Don't walk anyhow. Excellent. Excellent. Are you blessed? Some time ago, I was in Africa. I won't call the country's name. And some pastors came to for impartation. Ah, Jesus Christ. When they entered the building, you see, the unction they came with made me fall down anointing. It wasn't Holy Ghost unction. It's called armpit unction. I said, ah, this evil. I said, go out. I said, ah. I said, hey, pastor, I said, please come. I said, this voice. So just imagine laying hands on a girl. She won't fall by inspiration. Say, excellence. Come on. Oh. Somebody say glory. Clap your hands together for Jesus. I hope you agree I'm helping you, right? Just imagine you be somewhere, somebody can't tell the truth. It's a problem. Our 10th law, right? And I'm done. 10th, right? Perfect. So at least on Friday, I'll give you one thing about success that people have not discovered yet. And I believe that God shall help us and grant us grace. Somebody say amen. It's called the law of forgiveness and tolerance. My last word. Forgiveness and tolerance. One of the most difficult things you can do in life is to forgive somebody who's not sorry for their actions. As you walk through life, you must be willing to forgive those who hurt you. And you must create room for those who hurt you the more. Because people will never stop offending. Does it make sense? Yeah. I want you to know that your honor in life will not come from those who you love. Your honor will come from those who love you. You didn't hear me? Those you spend time with will be the one to hurt you the most. And tell others there's no influence over your life. Those who have perceived who you are by revelation can love you the more. You see, when you walk with human beings, be swift to know what they know about yourself. Jesus asked them, what do men say that I am? And this was after 3 years of constant working together. How do you sleep with the Messiah in the same house and don't know who he is? Unto one man says, you are Christ, the Son of God. He says, this one, life and flesh can't tell you this. Only God can tell you so. Watch me. Not everybody knows what God knows about your life. That is why you must learn to forgive men. Because see, if you keep bitterness, you will go down as they go up. Some people don't even know what they've done to you. Bishop Black says, if people don't understand the value of loyalty, they don't know the damage of destruction. When people, watch me. It is too dangerous when you are loyal to somebody who is disloyal to you. Hello? Do you know what it means to be hurt? Are you blessed? Somebody say glory. Clap your hands, church. Law of forgiveness and tolerance. No matter what you do, there are certain people, you know, they will try everything. They will try everything. But thank God that God is only a man. He would always exalt you above the expectations. Two of us. Do you know that nobody watches you harder than the person that hates you? You didn't hear me? Your enemies, they have better updates than you do. Correct updates. Do you know? Because they're watching. What are we expecting? Don't worry. God will disappoint them.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on WhatsApp site is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.